code 6969. I got a good catch over here.
Excuse me, sir. I just watched you jaywalk across that road there.
Yes, you did. You crossed without even regarding the approaching traffic.
You did. I got it on my dash cam. You crossed right in front of me when the lights have told you not to cross yet.
Sir, I find it very absurd that you would do such a thing like this without caring for yourself or other citizens. It could have ended up disastrous.
No, it doesn't matter if you had enough time. I was still approaching. What if I just didn't see you, I shouldn't have to stop for you, especially a cop car for someone to cross when they aren't meant to. What if I had an emergency?
Didn't think of that, did you? Now, sorry, but I will need to do a search on you now. Can I check your bag, please, first?
Don't worry, it's protocol. If you have nothing to hide, then surely you have nothing to sweat about. Just to see if I'm in danger, like a weapon or something. Sorry, I just can't keep my eye off you. I have to be very, very careful.
Well, nothing in your bag. I'll let you off with that one. What a good little citizen you are. No weapons in sight. Now I need you to lean forward onto my car, please. I just need to pat you down to check for other weapons hiding in other areas. Just a little pat down. Anything I should know? Anything you are hiding that I should know about before we get started? Okay, good. Just a protocol, remember. Nothing to worry about as the things you've told me are fine. Okay, I think you're all good here. You're safe from any substances and any dangerous objects. Not so fast. You aren't free or good to go yet. Do you want to get arrested for not behaving police orders now? I'm going to ask you to step inside the police vehicle here, just to clear a few things up, and then I'll be deciding if you've been good enough to get out, alright? It's okay. Don't be shy. You can sit at the front of the vehicle. You're not so criminal to be sitting at the back. Yet. So, I just need a few details from you. So, full name, please. Oh, and you can't lie about this one, sorry. We have records upon records and databases all over this system in my hands here. I nearly dropped it. But therefore, I would recommend you tell me your real name. Alright, okay. And this address here, still the one you are living at right now? No? Alright. Tell me your address now. Okay. Alright, I'd like to thank you for your cooperation so far, but you are not free yet. It is my duty as a police officer to tell you why jaywalking is a very, very naughty thing to do. No, you don't know.
or else you wouldn't have done it in the first place. I think I even saw you on the phone in the distance as well. You're lucky it was me that was ongoing in the traffic, or else who knows what could have happened. You could have possibly been injured, and that would be such a shame to mess up that wonderful face of yours, wouldn't it? Well, no costs worth in damages would be enough to replace this such great face. Sorry, I get so passionate about safety that I encourage the citizens as best as possible to be careful and follow the law. I just don't want to see you get hurt. I care a lot about you. Don't leave yet. I am doing my job properly. What are you talking about? If you get out the car, I'll need to take you to the station and have a little talk to you. Or isn't it better we have our little talk here, isn't it? That's what I thought. Now, what was I saying? Yes. I just hope you have learned your lesson from this, because I just don't want to see someone like you behind bars one day. Or maybe I do. I'd get to see you a lot. Actually, you should jaywalk at this time more often. But seriously, I don't want this to add up on the system for you being a serial jaywalker. I don't want this to ruin our future. So, I need one more thing. Maybe. I think. Before you go. And this is your number. Wait, no. I need a piece of paper first. No, I don't need to write it in the system, no. Phone numbers are more important and sacred. You don't want the system to get hacked and then they have phone numbers of everyone and then they will be advertising window scams and stuff. No. I need a piece of paper. Oh, bingo. I have an envelope in the car door pocket here. Let's just get that number of yours. Okay, so this is your number. Not lying, right? I know all the tricks. I've been in this occupation for many years, my dear. Well, I'm just going to put the number in right now. And I'm gonna phone it, and if it doesn't buzz, you're going to be in big, big trouble. Oh, good citizen you are again, obeying everything I say. Oh, you don't deserve to be in here, do you? I think that I'm gonna let you go now. Also, you may get a text from me later. It's a new police protocol. Yeah, it was a new police law that is called citizens checkup. It means that I have to text you later, just reminding you to look both ways before you cross the street and not on your phone. If there are no pedestrians crossing, or if there is a crossing, please just wait until it's your turn. Just have a little more patience. And who knows? It may just save your life. So I'll be texting you later. Don't ignore it. Or I'll be straight over to that address of yours to search you down. Got that? Oh, one more thing before I let you go. Definitely one thing this time. I promise you. I need a kiss from you, just to check if you have any substances hiding in your mouth. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got you for jaywalking because you're cute.
Not every day I get to catch a baddie like you crossing the street with your phone into ongoing traffic. Oh, such a baddie. You're such a bad boy. Usually it's old people, and you just brought some spice to the job today. Come here and give me a kiss. Show how much you have improved today as a good citizen. Very good. Now I will let you go with a warning. I'll be keeping an eye on you. Hopefully I don't get to tell you off again. Well, in this situation, have a nice day, sir.